Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This morning, we weren't able to get to this voice message we got earlier, but it was about another rock star who has left the planet way too early.
This one's from the Daily Mix show. I know you guys are also big Limp Bizkit fans, and I just can't wrap my head around Sam Rivers is gone. That just kind of came out of nowhere. And then I watched Fred's Instagram video, and that just crushed me. Shout out to you guys for always... showing the love for Limp Bizkit, and I feel like he's just such an underrated bassist. Deserved way more respect. Wow.
Yeah, I would agree. Underrated is a great way to describe him. I mean, we were, even before the show started, we were like listening to, like, I mean, the bass riff on Unrearranged alone. It's just so good.
Just think about it.
I was shocked. I did not expect. I don't know why. I was just like, I saw the picture on social media of Sam, and I'm like, oh, it must be his birthday.
Yeah.
You know, it was on Limp Bizkit's page. It was on Fred Durst's page. And it didn't register until Danny sent us a group text saying, what the F? Sam Rivers passed away. And then I had to go back to that post. And I was like, oh, my gosh. That wasn't just, hey, let's celebrate Sam for his birthday. Let's celebrate Sam because he's no longer with us.
And he was only
48 years old.
Which is just absolutely shocking. Fred Durst did do a really emotional tribute on Instagram and talking about when they first met and all the talent that he had.
It was interesting. I didn't know the backstory of them. He saw them at like a small club and he's like, this is the guy. He went up to him. He's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. And he's like, I'm in. I also have a friend who plays drums or that's a jazz drummer. I didn't even think that John Otto was a jazz drummer before even doing metal. And Fred's like, perfect. He'll give us that swag. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It was a fun story to hear about. Sadly, the reasons why we had to hear about it weren't the best.
He did also touch on the fact that Sam had a big love for the Seattle music scene.
And also Sam and I shared an affinity, a love for, you know, grunge music. Sam really loved Mother Love Bone and Alice in Chains and Stone Temple Pilots and that whole Seattle grunge movement. And he had this kind of ability to pull this beautiful sadness out of the bass that I'd never heard. I mean, he would play chords and the way he... Just so talented. I can't explain. I know I'm all over the place here. I just, you know, thinking about him, and it's so tragic that he's not here right now, and I've gone through gallons and gallons of tears since yesterday, and I'm thinking, my God, Sam's a legend, you know.
That's, yeah, I watched that. Did you catch any of that Instagram video you put up?
Oh yeah,
it was a tough watch.
It was
you can tell you're trying to keep it all, you know, emotionally together, but I mean, here you are, like just a day or two after finding out that your friend passed, and you're going on to address it for your fans.
Oh, that was, I can't imagine how difficult that was. And he did share a couple more thoughts about Sam Rivers.
And Sam was just really, really happy about it. Rock stadiums together, been around the world together. You know, wherever Sam is right now, he's smiling and feeling like, man, I did it. Just, he's a beast. Just an amazing, amazing person. And all the support and love out there I've seen, he really did have an impact on his music, and his gift is the one that's going to keep on giving.
And I didn't even see that. Going back to the Seattle thing, I didn't realize. I saw some kind of a clip or an interview piece that said that Sam talked about how Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam was like one of his biggest influences.
That's so cool.
Did not know that. And kind of like with Ace Frehley, in a sense, it felt like so many people were coming out of the woodwork to show so much love and give so much credit to how talented both Sam and Ace were, you know, for different eras, obviously. But I feel like both of them maybe were not given the respect that maybe they deserve because of the bands that they were in.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
They haven't disclosed a cause of death yet, but you remember back in 2015, excuse me, when he left the band for a little bit to deal with some issues he was dealing with liver disease, yeah, and had a successful transplant, which is a lot to go through.
And I saw DJ Lethal posted something about, like, you know, F cancer, so I don't know if it had something to do with that. One thing we know it wasn't was the initial report. Did you catch what originally it was on the Wikipedia that he originally said that he died from a bear attack.
What?
And I don't know why, but that was on Sam's Wikipedia page. Somebody decided to put that out there. So then for like about a good couple of hours, everyone was just like, dude died from a bear attack. And it turns out that wasn't true. Like,
oh,
it's been debunked.
Gosh.
But like, of all things to create a rumor about, it's that he got attacked by a bear.
Oh, Lord.
How many times did you see Limp Bizkit? Was it just that
one? Just the one time. And I'm so glad that we did, you guys. That was honestly the concert of the summer for me last year.
It was such
year.
A great show.
So good.
I know. I was trying to think about like all the times I've seen them. And I think it might be 6 or 7.
Dang, you're like a super fan.
Every time they came to Washington, even when they opened for Faith No More at the Moore Theater, they were the opening band. I didn't know anything about them. This is back when like the $3 bill y'all one first came out. But I think the show, and I noticed that some people were sharing a quick video clip from this. Oh. And I was so glad that it's out there. Besides the one with you guys, of course, because that was an awesome time, my other favorite experience with Limp Bizkit Live was when they played the Mercer Arena back in 1999.
Whoa, good year.
Fantastic year. And Sam was the moment, was why I remember it, because he was on something in the sense of like just feeling the music. So he had his bass and he's smashing it against the stage and he's doing all this stuff. And this is in the middle of the set. This isn't towards the end of the set. Like, they're like maybe halfway through their show. And this is at the height of Limp Bizkit. The place is packed. Slices his hand bad. He had to go to the ER. And this is the weirdest thing. Like, I don't remember all of it. It's 1999, so I can't remember every detail about this, but it's just kind of bonkers to think. The band said, hold on, we're going to take a quick break and wait for Sam to come back from getting stitches on his hand, and then we'll resume the show. And, like, the band stayed up there and noodled and jammed and had some fun, and Fred was working the crowd as well. We're talking this went on for almost 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is like, you know, back in our day, we didn't have cell phones to play on. So you're just kind of like just standing around. Thankfully, they were doing some stuff up there. But then Sam comes back. His hand is all stitched up. And they kick back. And the first song they play back, I'll never forget, was Nookie.
Oh.
And it was just like an explosion. Because we've been waiting 2 hours. And we're like, are we going to get the rest of this set or not?
Can you imagine, though, if Sam's going in to get these stitches, do you think that the doctor's like, and also don't go back out there and play. You need to heal your hand. He's like, screw that.
And there's video of him, not of the band after the fact. I wish that video existed. But I did see, like, it's circulating over the weekend. This is the moment when Sam was just bashing his bass guitar on the stage. Yeah, I think at that moment they were like, oh, this is fun. He's being a rock star. And then they realized, oh, crap, he just sliced his hand open.
There's blood everywhere.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a simple question that we want to ask you, but in order to do that, you have to call us right now, 206-803-ROCK. And we do promise it is a simple question, one that any person can answer. So call now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Limp Bizkit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.